Imagine your logo stopping a scroll dead in its tracks. A thumb hovers, a double tap almost happens, and you just scored an extra second of attention. That single second, it often decides whether a brand gets explored or forgotten. Today, I want to show you a simple trick that makes that second count. Tiny fictional clients, painted in one sentence, that steer every visual decision you make. Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors, to the Tools of the Imagination, the podcast where we crack open the sketchbook of creativity and reveal the brushes, pixels, and bold ideas that turn visions into victories. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, and your guide through the wild world of visual storytelling with your co-host, Wendy.
Hey, everyone. I'm Wendy. Today, we'll take a practical trip from brief to decision by building three 60-second micro-narratives you can use right away to pick palettes, shapes, and typography with confidence.
Quick roadmap. First, we'll cover why mini-narratives actually work. Second, we'll do an audio-first tool demo so you can write your own micro-stories. Third, Anthony will walk us through a studio case where a one-paragraph tale turned a sketch into a conversion machine. Stick around for a 60-second imagination break you can do live. And if you want the worksheet and templates, head to mgwdstudios.com/submit.
The foundation. Why do tiny stories speed decisions? Stories are mental shortcuts. When we picture a person, we automatically fill in preferences. Warm colors, bold shapes, or refined type. A concise micro-narrative gives your brain a protagonist to design for, and suddenly, 1,000 options collapse into a handful that fit. This reduces indecision and the endless revision loop clients dread.
Example from the studio, we had a cafe client who kept flipping between playful and premium directions. Instead of a 20-slide persona deck, we wrote one 45-word micro-story. Marta, 32, an independent copywriter who loves plant-based lattes and meeting clients in sunlit corners. She values craft and authenticity more than trends. Immediately, sketch directions favored hand-drawn marks, muted earth tones, and a serif works, not neon script or slick gradients. The client chose the direction in one meeting. Fewer rounds, happier client.
Another quick studio note. For an outdoor gear brand, we imagined Sam, weekend trail guide who trusts durability and clear info at a glance. That anchor line made layout choices obvious. High contrast type, icon-led hierarchy, and a color accent pulled from weathered canvas, not neon. The micro stories simplified trade-offs for form and function.
Segment 2, the deep dive and the audio first exercise. Ready to write three 60-second micro narratives? I'll walk you through each step, and then we'll map them to palette, shape language, and typographic tone. Have a pen or notes app ready. Step 1. Pick the primary task the customer wants to accomplish in one short sentence. Example, find a reliable, stylish, everyday backpack. Step 2. Add one sensory detail or preference, a color, a texture, or a lifestyle cue. Example continuation. Prefers weathered canvas and minimalist pockets. Step 3. Add an emotional driver. What feeling seals the deal? Wants confidence that the bag will last through travel and messy commutes. Now compress it to one line. Liam, 28, a city commuter who prefers weathered canvas and minimalist pockets, buys for durable style and worry-free travel.
Now map that line. Palette? Muted neutrals with a warm accent, shape language, solid rectangles and simple straps, typography, strong, slightly condensed sans that reads at a glance. See how decisions fall into place?
Do it twice more. Write a playful micro client for a youth-facing snack brand. Write a premium micro client for a boutique consulting firm. Each story should be 20 to 40 words max. If you can't find words, imagine a face in one line of dialogue. That often unlocks the detail you need.
Quick tool tips. Use a simple worksheet. Left column, micro story. Middle, mood keywords. Right, three concrete design choices. Palette, shape, type. We put that worksheet up at mgwdstudios.com/submit so you can download and plug in your stories.
Imagination break. A 60-second exercise. Close your eyes if it helps. Picture a person you want to design for. Give them a name, one favorite ritual, and one worry. Say it out loud in one line. Ready? Go. I'll count in my head. 60 seconds.
Back? Great. Now in one quick jot, map that line to a single color, a single shape, and a single font mood word. For example, warm, rounded, approachable. That tiny map is your decision anchor.
From the print and signage side, here's how we use this. We paired a micro story with a lo-fi A-B test on a small landing page. One variant leaned into the micro story's playful voice. The other was more generic. The playful version beat the generic by a measurable CTR lift within 7 days. Fewer opinions, clearer choice, faster approvals. It surprised the client and the team.
Segment 3, real-world application. Use micro-narratives in these three places. Internal sketches to speed choices, client presentations to justify direction, and live A-B tests to validate which narrative resonates. When presenting, read the micro-story first. Frame your design as a solution to that person's needs. It turns subjective opinions into user-focused votes.
Pro tip. When a client says, "I don't know," hand them two micro-stories and ask, "Which one would you rather your customers be?" The choice reveals direction fast and keeps revisions from spiraling.
Key takeaways, short and actionable. First, start every project with three 60-second micro-narratives. Second, map each micro-story to one palette, one shape language, and one typographic mood. Third, use the micro-stories in presentations and A-B tests to remove opinion and speed approvals. Try the 60-second story this week and see how many fewer revision rounds you get.
If you'd like the worksheet and templates we mentioned, register at mgwdstudios.com/submit. It's where we share downloads, extra examples, and the case study breakdown for the cafe and outdoor brand projects.
And that's a wrap on today's dive into the tools that turn sketches into success stories. Remember, whether it's a logo that lingers in minds or an illustration that hooks hearts, your imagination is the ultimate canvas. So pick up that brush and paint boldly. Thanks for joining us at the Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this sparked something in you, hit subscribe, drop a review, and share it with a fellow creator who needs a creative boost. Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next. Imagine boldly, design brilliantly, connect creatively. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook.